Zambia Networks says thousands still of treatment after US funding cut. Savoy Imbola dismisses NDC Congress as sham, reaffirms leadership. In international news, Qatar and Ukraine sign defense deal.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
I'm Rebecca Lungu-Daka with the news in detail. The network of antiretroviral users in Zambia has charged that government is still struggling to return between 40,000 and 50,000 people to HIV treatment after they defaulted following the 2025 United States funding cut. In an interview with Millennium Radio, the network's executive director, Julius Kajiza, says the abducted disruption triggered by a stop order from the Trump administration left government health systems struggling to keep patients on track. Mr. Kachidza noted that although efforts have been made to recover those who went off treatment, challenges and uncertainty persist. He added that reduction in support from both the United Nations and Global Fund pose a major threat to the country's progress towards ending AIDS by 2013. He stressed the urgent need for increased domestic funding and stronger government commitment to sustain treatment programs. Mr. Kachiza warned that the long-term implications of treatment interruptions remain worrying, particularly in the absence of a cure, as inconsistent access to medication can reverse gains made in controlling HIV epidemic.
Our country, we had a number of people who fell out of treatment. It was quite a huge number, and I think of up to almost 45,000-50,000 individuals across the country fell out of AIDS treatment, and government had to struggle to bring these people back. Yes, at the moment, it has been recovered and all the people are back on AIDS, but also we are still having some challenges and a lot of uncertainty on the way forward, how things will be. With regards to the same US funding, as well as the other adrenal donor funding, like the Global Fund, already reductions have been indicated and they shall be affected going forward. In the hope of ending AIDS by 2030, indeed we need a lot of political will and the government commitment.
The Miners Association of Zambia says the country's economic fundamentals and market trends point to a positive outlook for the 2025-2026 farming season. Association President Andrew Chintala noted that demand for staple food such as wheat is likely to surpass supply given current production levels and anticipated harvest. Expressed hope for adequate rainfall to further boost wheat production following challenges faced by farmers in the recent years due to power supply disruptions and low water levels. He says wheat production showed improvement in the last farming season and expects the upward trend to continue, particularly if electricity supply remains stable. Reliable power, he added, is critical for irrigation and milling operations. Mr. Chintala also expressed optimism that the sector will be able to meet consumer expectations on prices provided weather conditions remain favorable and energy supply remains consistent.
Our farmers, it's quite a pity that they have to obviously experience what all of us did. But obviously for the farmers, it was, twofold, I must say, because you see, not only the power supply affected them, they were also affected by things like water levels, because you need a lot of water for you to produce, rather to irrigate the wheat. So there were low levels of water recorded in certain dams across, and that affected production in terms of wheat. But we saw that the wheat production this season or last season really came, I think, was better than the previous one. So meaning that we hope that this time around they may have received at least some reasonable rainfall.
In other news, National Democratic Congress leader Savoy Imbola has dismissed the legitimacy of the party's Congress that has ushered a new leadership, describing it as a sham. NDC Function has elected Arthur Musukwa as party president at a convention which was held earlier today. But Imbola alleged that the gathering is a Congress orchestrated by the ruling United Party for National Development in an attempt to take over NDC. Ms. Imbola maintained that she remains the only legitimate president of the party and accused organizers of trying to grab the party through irregular means. She insisted that the event does not follow the NDC constitution and therefore lacks validity. Ms. Imbola pointed out that the party has not yet completed its provincial assemblies, which she said are a prerequisite to holding a valid national convention. She clarified that NDC's official process is still underway, with only a few provinces remaining before a legitimate convention. According to Imbola, the authentic national convention is scheduled to be held next month.
Because there's no NDC convention without my presence. So as long as I was not there, then nothing happened. I look at that group of individuals that supposedly have the convention. They are not a part of that. Because number one, according to the NDC constitution, NDC is supposed to have provincial assemblies before we have the national convention. So right now we have data and provincial assemblies, and we're just remaining with seven provinces, which is Eastern, Western, and Southern province. Once we do these two provinces, then we're going to have a national convention as a constitution. But I'm glad that people know to say, in the past few weeks, they arrested my Secretary General. They tried also to arrest me. Why is they trying to also disrupt this program that we had? Because if you have finished last month, I didn't have the convention last month. But because of the same arrest and everything, we were late.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has apprehended Shakwi Fawezi, a prominent business mogul, for tax-related offences involving over 100 million kwacha. Fawezi, director and beneficiary owner of several companies, allegedly evaded tax through fictitious VAT claims under declaration of income and submission of false tax returns. According to ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala, Fawezi is linked to companies under investigations for tax fraud amounting to millions of kwacha. Mr. Nzala says ZRA, in conjunction with law enforcement agencies, arrested the suspect on March 27, 2026. He says the suspect is currently in custody and is expected to appear in court soon. Mr. Nzala reiterated ZRA's commitment to safeguarding public revenue and ensuring that those involved in tax malpractices are brought to book.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Green Party has cautioned Zambia's debt levels will continue to increase if the government does not explore alternative ways of raising revenue. Party President Peter Sinkamba says the country needs to reduce its reliance on borrowing to support economic activity and public spending. Mr. Sinkamba noted that Zambia has the potential to generate sufficient domestic revenue from key sectors such as agriculture, which remained underutilized despite its strong contribution to the livelihood and food security. He also highlighted the potential of emerging industries such as hemp, describing them as viable alternative sources of income that could help broaden the country's revenue base. Mr. Sinkamba warns that without deliberate policies to diversify revenue streams, Zambia will continue to face recurring debt challenges. He has since called for adoption of sustainable economic strategies aimed at reducing the country's dependence on borrowing.
And you say that minus the debt write-off, it was impossible to use any other framework besides taking out of the box and generating resources from our own natural endowment to address the debt. I think we made that very clear in the elections of 2015, 2016, and even in the election of 2021, when we supported DF agenda and to have those laws enacted. But unfortunately, our colleagues in UPND, instead of implementing those laws, for cannabis cultivation for medicinal and industrial purposes. They decided to embark on what we're calling as restructuring. We thought the restructuring was nothing but being responsible, because all we're doing is to postpone the debt from yourselves to your grandchildren, which is very